And this final thought from the week's news, it was almost breaking news. The Bush administration is for marriage. Yes, sir. And madam, although probably not if you plan to marry sir to sir or madam to madam. A big pro-marriage push to the tune of $1.5 billion, the money to come from welfare funds and spent on training, mostly for low-income couples, offering them lessons in getting along, managing their anger, resolving disputes, who says oysters, who says oysters, a healthy marriage initiative. The White House thinks stable marriages make for a stable society, better for children and the rest of us, mentally, physically, economically. Nice. Everyone can get behind healthy marriages. Only a seriously cynical non-romantic would suggest there may be a political reason lurking behind the wedding cake, right? Only the meanest loner might think that promoting marriage during an election year was a way to appease social conservatives, men and women who promote family values, including marriage, as long as it's just between men and women. Some of them are calling for a constitutional amendment making same-sex marriage illegal. Now, there are observers who feel marriage lessons are good, but education and job training are far more important to family stability. And there's the possibility that making more demands on skinny welfare budgets may break that particular bank in many states. Anyway, that's the opposition's concern. Well, friends, Romans, and married country people, I come to praise marriage and bury politics. As a 42-year veteran of the I Do vows, I have been married so long I have no hyphen. I've been a Mrs. for some 15 years before hyphenates and Ms. were invented. As a married lady for 42 years, I'd like to propose that the $1.5 billion pro-marriage dollars be sent to my house. We've earned it, my husband and I, in all these years. I say oysters, he says clams. I don't drive on big roads. He can shift gears. We love our son, our country, too. We vote, always, and shake our heads when politics parade into the middle of what are private matters. We would take that public money and put it into public things, schools, decent work, child care, and yes, we'd give lessons, too, to anyone who asked. When we got married, the rabbi said, "Never let the sun set on a quarrel." That's a good one to pass along. No extra charge.
But oh, if we call the whole thing off, then we must part and